Collingwood Today welcomes letters to the editor at erica@collingwoodtoday.ca or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. There are more details about voting in the February 27th provincial election in the story at this link. We have a number of neighbors who are away during the winter months and are not returning until well after the provincial election. On their behalf, we have reached out to elections offices and our Ontario political representatives to find out how these folks can vote. The only way anyone can cast a ballot is by physically attending the voting station, or to do so by mail, which means receiving an information kit in the mail. This is impossible when investigating the difficulty of receiving mail in foreign countries. There are no guarantees for timely receipt of such information, considering the short time frame allowed. The democratic right to vote for our provincial government has been compromised and will cost hundreds of millions of dollars of our money to boot, due to this irresponsible decision. This election has sideswiped us when we need stability. It has also minimized the platform of various individuals who seek to represent us, by lessening their ability to speak to us about the changes they might affect. This rush to trample on our voting abilities makes us suspect the Premier's motives. With RCMP investigations delving into his land dealings, it begs the question of why this election needed to be steamrolled over us. Marion Bartlett, Clearview Township.